Tamo could not look at the vermin he had slain, and his head began shaking again as he tried to face the major. Shrugging off his tunic, Perigord inspected the torn shoulder.
"I know how you feel, Tam, but he'd have got you if you hadn't got him. Here, see?"
He retrieved the Stoat's cutlass and pointed to the notches carved into the wooden handle.
"Count 'em. Tell me how many you make it."
Tamo took the weapon and counted the notches.
18, sir."
Perigord took the blade and flung it away with a grimace of distaste.
"Aye, 18. Though they weren't all fighting beasts like you and me, laddie buck. Those smaller notches you saw were for the very old or the very young, creatures too weak to defend themselves. Don't waste your sympathy on scum like that one. Come on now, stop shaking like tadpole jelly and give us a good old deformal old tussock smile. Rub-a-dub, beat him over to that hill yonder. We'll form up there."
Rub-a-dub's pearly teeth flashed in a huge grin as he marched off, drumming the long patrol to him.
"Rub-a-dub, rub-a-dub, double-dee-double-dee-dub-boom!"
Perigord and Tamo stared at each other for a moment, then burst into laughter. The patrol squatted on the hilltop, Pasc Valerian tending to one or two minor injuries that had been received. Twayblade swished the air regretfully with her long rapier.
"Sorry we didn't take any prisoners, Major, but those vermin weren't taking any prisoners either, the way they were fighting, so me and Riffle had to give as good as we jolly well got."
Perigord watched from the hilltop as the remaining vermin grew small in the afternoon distance.
"No matter, old gal. We can still track 'em, as long as we cut 'em off before they reach Redwall Abbey. What do you make of those villains, Russa? Pretty sharp thinkers, what?"
The squirrel munched on an apple, nodding.
"Aye. Was a clever move they made. Clear tracks to this hill. Then they must have split up a couple of hours afore dawn and circled back, leaving a few to the left and right to distract us. The rest of the crafty scum went back to the woodland so they could ambush us from behind. Knowing we'd be expecting them to be waiting for us, hiding about here on this hilltop."
Rockjaw Grang was watching the retreating vermin and counting their numbers.
"Sithi, there's still enough of yon beast to make a scrap. They must have numbered 50 or more when we first met them, sir. By my count, they've still gotten 32.
"Hardly enough for 11 bell chaps and chapesses like us,"
Riffle snorted scornfully.
13, if you count Tam and Wusser. I say, 13. Is that unlucky?"
Lieutenant Morio stood up, dusting off his paws.
"Aye, unlucky for them when we catch up with them. Every beast fit now, Pasc?"
The beautiful young hare was closing up her medicine pouch.
"Yes, Mitch took a slight cheek wound and Terry nearly lost the tip of an ear. I've seen to both of them. Now there's only the Major's jacket, but I can do that this evening."
The twins, Ter and Turry, ragged Tamo unmercifully.
"Look at the long face of old Tam.
There he with his hip being wounded, just so's Pasc bandaged him up and bathed his brow a bit.
If I were him, I'd chop me nose off. That'd get her attention."
"Aye, she'd say, goodness knows what they've done to you, handsome hooter."
Pasc joined in the fun. Grabbing Turry, she began rebandaging his ear fiercely.
"Hello, what's this ear? Goodness knows, your bandage has come loose. Here, let me tie it a bit more snugly."
Turry squeaked as he tried to get away.
"Ow, ow, you've cut off all the blood in the ear, stop it."
Sergeant Torgoch loomed over the playful young ones.
"Now then, young sergeant, miss, I'll cut off all your ears and cook 'em for me supper if you're not all formed up and ready to march in 2 ticks from now. Up in your paws, you idle lot, where do you think you are? On a holiday for theirs. Move yourselves."
Pasc marched at the rear with Tamo. She smiled and waved to the sergeant. To Tamo's surprise, he smiled and winked at her. Tamo scratched his ear, completely puzzled.
"Is he always like that? Shouting one moment and smiling the next?"
"Sergeants are all the same,"
the young hare chuckled.
"Barks worse than their bite. Torgoch is my favourite sergeant. He's always there to look out for you if you get in any trouble."